And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. While the Affordable Care Act may be good news for Americans that are uninsured, its effect on hospitals may not be a positive one, with over half of U.S. hospitals planning to see a drop in revenue if and when the new health care law takes full effect. That's according to a new poll by Highroads, a Massachusetts-based health care benefits management firm and management consulting firm Sullivan, Cotter & Associates in Detroit. Joining me now to help explain the results, I'm joined by Maureen Cotter, a senior principal at Highroads. Maureen, thanks for joining us this evening.
It's my pleasure, Michael.
It seems that nobody really knows exactly what the Affordable Care Act will bring. Who did you survey in this poll?
In this research, we surveyed executives in the human resources area at hospitals and health systems across the nation, and we were asking them to help give some insights as to what they think the future holds in terms of the change on their revenue and impact on employee benefit practices in their hospitals.
Now, hospital executives agreed in July of 2009 to give up $155 billion in government payments over 10 years in a deal to cap costs. Was it clear at the time that the law would, in fact, mean less revenue for most hospitals?
You know, it's hard to say what was clear to them at the time. I think every hospital looking at the future going forward knew there would be some reduction in their revenues as these cuts took place. But at a macro level, there should be an increase in revenue overall as more Americans have access to care. So I think that was a conscious trade-off at the time. And what we're seeing in the research that we've conducted is that hospitals are still a little bit uncertain how that will play out for them in the short term.
Can you give me some details as to how much revenue loss is anticipated?
Yeah, that's very hard to say. In our research, we didn't ask for any specific forecast about how much revenue might go down, but rather a general trend or a prediction in the future, and really to link into the strategic planning that's being done at so many hospitals and health systems right now to say, if we think our revenue might be going down, what would that mean for the organization? How should we respond? At the same time, many of these same hospitals and health systems are planning for expansion in the future and future growth because there will be more customers and more consumers in the healthcare system. So people are doing a lot of strategic planning, I think, right now, really in both directions.
Is it in any way clear why there is this anticipated drop in revenue for so many hospitals when they are expecting so many more patients coming in the door?
Well, our research doesn't ask specifically how that will occur, but as you pointed out earlier, there are some reductions that were agreed to in per unit cost. And so hospitals know that those reductions will take place. They need to develop strategies for how to get more patients and more consumers into their markets and into their hospitals. And that may lead to some of the uncertainty. The certainty is there for the cut in reimbursement. There's some uncertainty as to how quickly new patients will emerge in their hospital environment.
So are you getting a sense in the poll of the types of responses hospitals will have to this reduced revenue?
Well, for the hospitals that we're working with who are expecting reduced revenue, they're looking at different ways to control expenses within the organization. But one thing we're hearing from many different health systems who participated in the research is they know they're entering into a really unprecedented period of change. And as the healthcare industry looks to expand its services to a new customer base, I think they feel they'll need the very best talent to be able to serve patients. So we know there will be a heightened awareness to create compensation and benefit packages that really attract and retain the desired workforce of the future. But there's also a lot of scrutiny to make sure that those packages are being delivered in such a way that gives every organization the best value for the dollar.
When it comes to cutting costs in a hospital, are employees at these institutions likely to have to carry some of that burden?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at it at a macro level, again, if you look at the operating expenses in a hospital and health system, roughly 50 cents on the dollar goes towards compensation and benefits. So it would be hard to imagine that those areas wouldn't undergo scrutiny. Conventional wisdom might tell you that if somebody's revenue is declining and their operating costs are under greater scrutiny, that those areas might get cut. But it's interesting, we think there are opportunities that we're seeing from the research and from our work in this industry. We're seeing that there may actually be improvements in the benefits for employees in hospitals and health systems because these hospitals have ways of delivering benefits to their own employees that really aren't available to employers in other industries.
I'm talking to Maureen Cotter, a senior principal at High Roads, a Massachusetts-based healthcare benefits management firm, which just came out with a poll that shows that over half of U.S. hospitals are anticipating a reduction in revenue as a reaction to the Affordable Care Act. Now, your survey also revealed that 42% of hospitals plan to become accountable care organizations. What does that mean exactly?
One way to think of accountable care organizations is sort of like today's version of what health maintenance organizations were when managed care first hit several decades ago. So accountable care organizations are a new delivery vehicle that hospitals will use in partnership with physician organizations to deliver health benefits to the marketplace. And so one thing that we asked about in our research was how frequently hospitals plan to create accountable care organizations. It'll be a vehicle to bring patients into their hospital and to other physician groups in the community. But we also asked how frequently they plan to use those accountable care organizations to deliver benefits to their own employees. So we think this is one of the trends that will emerge over the next few years, is more frequently this accountable care organization will be the health plan that employers in the healthcare industry offer to their own workers, as well as taking it out to the community at large.
Are university and public hospitals going to be impacted differently by this new law than private ones?
There's nothing in our research that would indicate that there's any difference in that area. I think every hospital right now is going through its own evaluation of how it will be impacted and what they want their business strategy to be like going forward and the kinds of partnerships they need to create to compete effectively in the new world.
So in terms of the results of the survey, though, it was that over half of the hospitals polled indicated that they're expecting a reduction in revenue, but some were expecting an increase. Is that right?
That's right, Michael. We saw about a 4-to-1 ratio of reductions to increases, but I think it was also very interesting to note that more than a quarter of the respondents to our survey were uncertain as to whether their revenue would be declining or increasing. So I think that also points to the uncertainty in the environment today and how important it is for organizations to go through an evaluation of what their likely strategy will be going forward.
Were they able to, in the poll, was there any explanation as to why some expected an increase in revenue?
If the macro-level hypothesis is true, which is more patients are going to be coming into the healthcare system that didn't have access to healthcare before, then there should be an increase overall. More people are coming in, more services will be rendered, there should be an increase in revenue. And so I think there may be some winners and losers as we go forward. There are some systems that will grow by merger and acquisition and get larger and handle a bigger share of the community. Other organizations may get smaller or be acquired by other hospitals and health systems.
Maureen Cotter, senior principal at High Roads, which is a healthcare benefits management firm. Maureen, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Michael, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.